Yo, what it do, what it do, what's the word? It's your boy Me Done. I got my boy Phil with me. How you doing, Nasty?
Bro, I'm doing straight, man. I had a little hiccup in the week, but we here, we living, and we moving forward. I'm here. I'm excited. Very excited to talk about this very special trade deadline we just went through.
Man, we are recording on February 6th, and as you guys know, it is NBA trade deadline day. Yes, sir. All the trades have kind of coming to fruition now, and we kind of got the end of it right now. Got a couple teams made big moves, couple teams didn't do anything at all, a couple teams just made moves that know where they lead. But yeah, man, we're gonna talk about a lot of that, you know what I'm saying? But we're gonna start it off with the biggest one, the big fish,
The biggest,
the one that had everybody spooked.
everybody, man, thought it was a hacking.
Everybody thought hacked. Everybody got hacked. The GM got hacked, the owner got hacked, the Shams got hacked. Hey man, but as real as it can get, man. Luka Doncic, Luka the Don,
Luka
is going
Magic.
a Los Angeles Laker, man. The
Showtime.
craziest trade that we've probably seen in a while. Luka going to the Lakers, Luka and Maxi Kleber and a second round pick going to the Lakers in exchange for Anthony Davis and Max Christie. Very
Bro.
interesting trade, very random trade. I remember, and I was telling the boys, I was asleep, and y'all was
Everybody
tagging
was
me and
asleep,
things like
bro.
that. And I woke up around like 2 or 3 o'clock. You know how you wipe the crust out your eyes and you see
Yeah,
something on
you my God, man, what?
like, am I reading this right?
What they sent, dog? I went to sleep, woke up still confused, bro. Like, there's just no way
Gross.
what I read last night was real.
There's no way to comprehend something like that, bro, because this is something the most. First of all, let's just talk about how the deal came into place. Because for one, as we've heard from press conferences now from Nico and things like that, the general manager for the Dallas Mavericks, this is a trade that was on the hush. He mentioned that he created this trade and him and Rob Pelinka were having a coffee and they were thinking about ideas and things like that, how to get their teams better. And then this just popped up in his mind, Phil.
Bro, it ain't pop up in nobody's mind, bro. That sounds like ultimate cap.
It's Cal.
Everything that they put, bro, he was in the finals. Bro,
Finally.
he wasn't in the finals 10 years ago, Medan. Last
Yeah,
year.
definitely
Couple
wasn't. Definitely.
months ago, bro. Well, not more than a couple months now. I forgot we in 2025, low key. But last year, bro, last season, this man fresh off a finals appearance.
Right,
And you
fresh
trade
off
him.
of final appearance, fresh off of all NBA season, fresh off of season averaging 33, 8, and 9 a game.
At 25.
25.
Like what? Bro, I'm talking about Luka tried to kill him or something in the locker room, bro. Luka had a hidden group chat where he was talking trash. And he got his feelings, bro. Something Luka did something to him, bro. Something
Right.
happened. Rob Pelinka got dirt on him, bro.
He got the tapes or something. Who knows?
Something, bro. Like he know he cheating on his wife. I hope it's
Not
not
the
the
wife.
case.
Not adultery. Not adultery. I hope we're not going on a place, but
And I ain't speaking that on him, but God, bro, it had to be something of that. Like it just there's no other explanation. Like no all the explanations that Nico gave afterwards. 2 plus 2 does not equal 4, bro.
so let's get into that. We used to have a couple reasons, as we know. So Nico and Jason Kidd had a press conference the day after the trade took place, which is also very random because I mean the timing, I mean, is as if you knew you was going to trade him. But Nico kind of just went into the aspects, and we heard a couple leaks from the Mavs camp of we heard a lot of things about people being in shape, and Luka after this summer, after next season, was eligible for the Supermax contract due to the Dallas
The
Mavericks having
ultimate
bird rights.
Supermax.
Guess what, Phil? Guess how much my guy Luka the Don was gonna get?
Bro, I think I seen it, bro, but go ahead and spill the beans. Go ahead.
345 for 5 years.
Bro, he's about to get an area code, bro. Like
Got an area code. Area code is crazy. But man, 345 for 5 years contract for Luka the Don. And granted, I guess the ideology behind that was they didn't like, I guess, how he was coming into camps during certain times of the year. He started kind of piling up on the injuries the past 2 years, and I could understand it. And it's kind of took its toll during their playoff run to the finals last year. As you can see, he couldn't stop a cold.
Nothing.
So it kind
Nothing.
of took this, reared his ugly head when it came around. But my question to you is, we were mentioning before, is Dirk. Do you honestly think that the health concerns was that high to where it was like,
no,
okay, we should trade him?
Couldn't be. It couldn't be that high, because the health concerns are even if you did have concerns, right? They're fixable. You know what I mean? Right. Literally all you have to do, bro. I promise you, I'm gonna give Luka the benefit of the doubt here. And I'd say, hey Luka, we have a five-year contract for you. We're gonna give you $345 million. But one of the only stipulations we'll put in this contract, right? Because we're giving you $45 million, this is a massive investment for us as the Dallas Mavericks, right? Like, we can't sign nobody else, bro. You know what I mean? Like, this is it, right? You got the keys to the city. This is the weight, the target weight, the target BMI, right? The target metrics that you have to reach regarding your health when you come into camp in the offseason, right? We'll let you finish the rest of this season out, but starting next offseason when your extension would kick in, you know what I mean? This is what we want to see from you. And it's in your contract, right? So you got to do it. If you don't do it, these are the potential repercussions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In terms of fines and suspensions. But like, dog, I'm not saying they needed to do that, but if the concerns were that deep that you felt like you needed to trade him, you put it in the contract, bro. This is a superstar we're talking about. You have a superstar. You have a true franchise player. And
right,
and you traded him at 25 because you think he fat. No,
right. No. I'm all aboard on with you, bro. Like, yeah, I get it. We've seen in the past where a lot of stars or a lot of players have had concerns. Shoot, even we can go back to, obviously he's not as great as a player as Luka, but well, I wouldn't say it's great, but we wouldn't say it's not as talented. Lewis Charles Barkley had like situations like that early in his career.
Yeah.
To where, shoot, we even heard, I remember him telling the story I was watching where Moses Malone and Dr. J literally called him fat. Like, you need to lose weight. And those are OGs, so you're going to respect the pioneers in the game. But I say all that to say, I feel like you don't make this trade unless it's one, like you were mentioning before, something deeper on the surface. And two, you have to be confident enough to go out on your sword to where, you heard what Nico said, like, I did this. He didn't give it to kid. He didn't even discuss it with the coach. He brought it to the attention of the owners, but he stood on this decision, you know?
Yeah, bro, he put his, you know, and on one hand, I think this is a bad trade and it's going to get him fired, right? Mm. But on the other hand, as a GM, being a GM is about making risky decisions. You know what I mean? You get the job once, man. You don't get the job, get fired, and get another shot same job, right? Maybe you get hired as a GM somewhere else, but you only get to be GM of that one team one time, you know? And what keeps you in that job are blockbuster trades. I think we said it in the group chat. That boy Rob Pelinka, that boy, he stamped. He stamped. The Lakers going to have no reason to get rid of him for like another 5 years. You know, he got a minimum of 5 years in him.
He brought him a global superstar, bro. Global. Luka's a global star, bro.
Global, right? Because he's you're guaranteed the European market, right? And now you have the Lakers market to go behind it, bro. Like, it's the marketing is gonna be off the chain, bro. No cap.
Bro, it's like when Ohtani went to the Dodgers.
Insane.
It's like,
bro, if you know who Ohtani was, there wasn't he, bro, he lived in the same city. Like, he was already on the Angels. The second this man touched down in that blue and white, global difference. And we ain't gotta touch on that. We'll touch on this a bit more with baseball season come around, but that's what me and Kerb was talking about, how baseball, right, that you have to sign your own TV deals and the big market teams will always be rich. And the Dodgers are a big market team, so they got the type of capital to advertise just like the Lakers do. And trust me, they will advertise Luka, especially when Bron retire.
Of course, yeah. And that's the thing. They created themselves a runway for the next 10, maybe 15 years of having our power.
Bro. Like how I put it, dog. Luka is so great that it makes it seem like AD is nobody, you know?
Bro, I'm looking on the timeline, bro, and I'm like, damn, bro, like, you wouldn't have thought that you had got Anthony Davis from this trade the way people were talking about the trade. Like, people were talking about him like he was a Hashim to beat.
Duh, bro, it's like let me think. On the top of my head, there's probably two teams in the league that would be upset that they got AD instead of the current center. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right. two teams, every other team in the league, and off the top of my head, apart from the Nuggets and the Spurs, I think would love Anthony Davis to be their starting center, or at least starting four, bare minimum.
Let me ask you this. That actually kind of brought up an interesting question that I have. Who would you have gotten in the Wemby trade to where, I mean, in a Luka trade to where you would have been like, okay, this is a good trade. I mean, I kind of let the cat out of the bag on one person, but who do you feel like to where you would have got this person back? Okay, this is a good trade.
Bro, it can't be, there's no straight swap, I think, when it comes to franchise players, right? Unless you're getting, I take that back. Unless you're getting Shy back. So you're trading.
Yeah, so that's one. Shy.
I like Wemby. I won't mind that. I think the Spurs lose more than the Mavs in that situation though. But if I'm Dallas, I'm cool with that. But you're no longer a contender, you know, if you trade for Wemby. Right. So that's how you gotta look at that. So Wemby, Shy, right? Now there's obviously other superstars in the league like Jokic, and Giannis, but those guys aren't the future. You know what I mean? They're the now. So you're giving up the now and the future. So that's why it wouldn't be a bad trade to trade for Jokic, but you just lost your future.
Jokic, what, 28, 29?
Maybe I'm doing too much.
Jokic age.
29. He turned, his birthday around the corner. He turned 30 in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know he's been in the league, and I knew he was at least like 27, 28. I just
ain't know. Yeah, he turned 30. Like, I mean, he don't got 10 years in him, though. I mean, he probably could.
He got an old man game.
That's true. So maybe not. Maybe Jokic will be fine. Okay. Maybe Jokic will be fine. But how old Giannis before? But you get Giannis, what I'm trying to see, bro. You see the type of players I'm talking about. Like,
right,
these
yeah.
are true superstars in the league.
I was just curious, like, because I think it's like, because I think we always looked at Luka as like one of those guys that you were mentioning, like those quote unquote untouchable players.
Not supposed to be tradable. Like,
but apparently, nobody's untradeable. If Luka get traded, anybody get traded. That's how I feel.
Anybody, bro. Like, I think there's only two. I take it back, bro. I don't know. I'm about to say Giannis probably will never get traded, but Luka got traded. You know?
Bro, and look. I had put in the chat, you guys, I don't know if you had time to watch it, but I feel like, and give credit to KG and what they're doing on their own end as far as media and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I started to have the wheels turn in my head, and I'm starting to agree with like their premise on how they felt about it, and where it's like, I feel like there's a grand scheme of things within this trade. If you noticed, I think Rail or somebody put on the chat, you seen that, you seen how many people who was on injury reserve played the next day?
Everybody, bro. Everybody, I'm talking.
Well played,
bro.
George played.
MB came back, bro. He didn't come back and play 20 minutes. Done. That boy played a full 30, triple double.
Bro, I feel like this trade was a power play. I feel like the powers that be, quote unquote, in the owners. National Basketball Association, and this is a little. Obviously, this is a little. I wouldn't say conspiracy like, but this is more so just thinking about it in the grand scheme of things. This is kind of showing the players that don't get it twisted. You can get traded.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, right, yeah, they're getting traded, but right, that team that they went on just got good, or right, they're still getting paid millions. But no. Right. There's a reason why that trade is gonna affect Luka, even though he's still on a contender, right? That Supermax, bro.
Oh yeah, he lost $100 million.
$100 million, like you might say, yeah, you know, he's still gonna make $200 million, but $200 million in Cali, and $100 million gone, like.
But yeah, nah, them taxes gonna freak him.
Boy,
them taxes gonna
boy,
freak
oh, boy,
him.
Oh boy, oh boy.
You know, Dallas, he in the South, so you know he still keep his money in Texas a little bit.
Hell yeah, they don't have state taxes in Texas, if I remember correctly.
So he was getting all that. He was getting the majority of that 345.
Majority, boy. Who you telling, dog? I can't wait to move out to Florida. Maryland take a lot of my money.
Really?
Hell yeah. But taxes high as hell here in Maryland.
What is it? If you know it off the top of your head, you probably
don't. I don't know, but I should know, though, because it's...
Look, it's coming out my check. I should
it's
know.
It's coming out my check. Like, I'm talking... Bro, you know how many times I've put my salary in like the paycheck calculator for Florida just to look at what I'd be getting? You know how many times I did that, bro?
just a dream.
Just to look at it like, damn, bro.
It's the dream.
Like,
but
that's crazy. Bro,
that's facts, bro. And it's like, I feel like this is kind of in a way of the owner saying, like, okay, we're getting our power back. Like, okay, let's trade a top four player in the league and let's see how you guys feel about that.
Yeah, it woke the league up. Hold on, can I say something real quick? Klay Thompson is killing Boston right now. Live update.
What's the score?
It's 42-25. He got 18 on 8-10 in the second quarter.
Dallas up?
Dallas up 42-25.
AD playing?
No. No, right, bro.
Dallas and we're going, and that's, I guess that's actually a perfect segue. Because not a segue, but I kind of wanted to just ask you, as far as from the basketball standpoint, about each to both teams, how you feel kind of like that'll work.
Yeah,
you can start off with the Lakers because obviously it's Luka. But
I'm gonna step in and say let's start off Maverick because I want to segue into the something with the Lakers.
Okay, so let's start off Maverick.
Can I have that?
All right, of course. So how do you feel like AD will change? Keep in mind, Dallas have been hovering around the 7th, 8th seed, and Luka's probably played like 17 to like 20 games this year. But how do you feel like AD complements in their team, and how do you feel like that'll change as far as like playoffs? You know, like how do you feel like far they'll go because of that?
Honestly, I wiped the trade from my mind, right? Let's say there's no trade, and this is just the squad, right? This is a really good basketball team.
I agree.
I get what they're saying. It's about the future, right? But I'm gonna say forget the future, and I'm just focusing on the now. This is a really good basketball team. It's, I think, Jokic, right? He helped push that movement of you need size. You know, you need size to win a basketball game, right? To win a finals, I should say. And the teams are moving in that direction. And we know, right, the last time we saw AD play a true four was the year the Lakers won a championship. And I believe they were starting JaVale McGee.
And Dwight Howard.
Yeah, between those two. And we could even throw it back to his Pelicans days, right, when he was playing the four then two. And crazy, right? Crazy numbers. Now you have Gafford, who's a really good center, right? Underrated center in this league. AD next to him. That's an unstoppable front court, man. Then you throw PJ at the three.
He hurt right now.
Yeah, he should be coming back. I think I seen the report. But you got Lively off the bench. You throw PJ at the three, and you still got Kyrie, who will give you a bucket and a half every night. You know what I'm saying? So that is a really good basketball team. And guys like Max Christie is not going to get a chance to expand his role. They also just traded for Caleb Martin, superstar role player. And Caleb Martin, like I said, superstar role player. You know, Caleb Martin. Dante Exum, 2K legend Dante Exum.
I was going to say Heat legend Caleb Martin, but you didn't give me the chance.
Nah, my fault. Yeah, Heat legend Caleb Martin. But I think that's a good basketball team, man. And in the West, where you have the Lakers, obviously, you got OKC with Hartenstein and Chet, who just came back. If you didn't know, you got Sengun in Houston, right? You got some bigs out West.
Got some bigs out there in the West.
So Gafford, I think, can bump with them, but AD gonna dominate. There's not a big in the West that could stop AD. You know what I mean? There's not a big in the league, I think, in my opinion, that could stop AD when he really decides he want to get a bucket.
He's really locked in. Facts.
Not a big in the league that could stop that. So when your big is guarding Gafford, and you got Terry Eason or Jabari Smith or Dylan Brooks or Jalen Williams on Anthony Davis,
they're gonna punish. They're gonna punish him.
Barbecue.
Team. I honestly think the Dow will change like so much. Like teams will have to re-scheme because of the Dow, how much size Dallas could throw out there.
Crazy, bro. They could realistically. I'm only saying this because I seen Orlando do it once with Jonathan Isaac and them boys. Bro, they can realistically put out Kyrie, PJ, Lively, AD, and Gafford. They could do that as a starting five, right?
They could.
I don't think they would. Honestly, well, maybe not a starting five, but.
Not a starting five, but they can put a lineup out like that because they don't have like Steven Adams, Zach Edey type bigs to where like they're good bigs, but they're not as mobile. No, Lively can move, Gafford can move, AD can move. They're mobile bigs. They can switch. So, they can guard on the perimeter.
Just for a couple minutes. You don't even got to put them out there for a quarter. Just for a couple minutes, you go on a 8-0 run, get your guards back in the game, and go, man. So they can really dominate games. But if you don't got nothing else to add to it, I'm a transition to the showtime.
Oh yeah, nah. I just was gonna say they probably need. I'll probably give them one more score. I'll try and get one more score. They got a good amount of ball handlers because they still got Dinwiddie, they got Kyrie, they got Caleb Martin. But I'll try and get one more score if I could.
Maybe in the buyout market, see what they do.
Yeah.
But
no, you could lake show it.
Lake show it. So, Luka again. Forget the trade, right? This is a championship team. You know, I don't care what anyone says. This team and what tipped them in that favor was another trade, Mark Williams, right? So I'm accounting for the fact that they have Mark Williams.
Blue Nation.
Yes, sir, bro. Podcast. All you guys should know how much of a fan me and Madonna are of Mr. Mark, right? True bucket, one of the best young bigs in this league, in my opinion.
Next,
he has one of the highest. What's the word I'm looking for? Is it reach?
Span. I saw that he had like a nine feet nine inches.
9 feet nine, bro. Something insane, bro. Because not only is he tall, he has Inspector Gadget arms.
Right? Yeah, exactly, bro. No,
he built, bro. He's not a center that's skinny that's gonna be scared to bang in the paint. You know, a lot of people like to bring up the fact that AD gave him 40 and 20, but AD had 20 of them points in like the first quarter, and like 30 something that half. You know, the second half, the Hornets came back, Mark was hooping, and I think the Hornets ended up losing by 5, right? So 40 and 20 looks great on the box score, but if you watch the game, Charlotte came out hot second half for Mark, and Mark put his imprint on the game, and I think he's going to look great next to Luka, next to Bron, next to two point guards, essentially, right? The space on the floor is going to open up for him, and man, Luka, goddamn it, it's Luka magic.
Was that AD's last game as a Laker?
Yes.
I want to say that.
No. He got injured the game after.
Okay, I was about to say, was that his last game as a Laker? But but continue to your point. Yeah, you're right. I mean, giving Luka a lob threat, that's Christmas. Put a ball on.
Bro, you gave LeBron a lob. Bro, he has two lob threats. He has two lob. Yeah, this nigga could throw it up to LeBron. This nigga could throw it up. Because who you double teaming? You have to double team one of them.
And Luka's so good at, like, he's so good at putting people in jail. So I don't know if you know the terminology in jail. But, like, you ever see, like, when a ball handler kind of gets to the paint or go inside the key, like the free throw line, and they'll slow down, and they'll put the defender on their hip, and they'll be behind them, and they'll slow down to bump them? That's called putting somebody in jail. And yes, Luka,
something new.
So I think Ja's really good at putting people in jail. Bron, obviously, but not as much now because he's older.
Trey lame, man. He be doing that.
Trey's too small. He could, but Trey's too small. He can't really put people on his hip as he could. But Luka's one of the best people in the league in putting people in jail, and that creates so many advantages for shooters or the lob. He has a really good floater. He has a good turnaround. Yeah. So that just opens up so much as far as like spacing and just as far as like opportunities, especially when you have LeBron as well, who can still get downhill real at a high level.
Yes.
And I think what I've noticed about Bron throughout his career, if he thinks you can rock, he gonna vibe with you. He gonna let you rock,
bro. 100%. Like, a lot of people think Bron is a ball hog. You know, he's not. Bron is pass first. He scores 27 because he LeBron, but he's a pass first player. You know what I'm saying? But bro, what I'm excited to see is when they have a lineup where it's like Luka, Austin Reeves, LeBron, Finney Smith, and then Mark, right? That type of lineup excites me because you have Austin Reeves and Finney Smith, bro. They're not moving. They're gonna be one of them gonna be at the top of the key, the other one gonna be in the wing, right? In the corner. And Luka and Bron are gonna operate from that half court in the mid on opposite sides with Mark anchoring. One of them gonna drive. Whoever has the ball is gonna drive. Help is coming, right? You can't leave Bron one-on-one. You can't leave Luka one-on-one in the half court.
Help is on the way.
Right. You know, in that free throw mid-range area. You can't do it. So where the help comes, as long as the ball is in Luka and LeBron's hands, it's getting swung, you know? So I'm very excited to watch them play. And I truly believe JJ Redick, Mr. X and O's, man, gonna know what to do.
Yeah, because I feel like Luka's the type of player that fits JJ's style as well, just from the analytical standpoint. Kind of like I say, how Luka's able to kind of manipulate pick and rolls and manipulate kind of like matchups. Yeah. He's really good at that too, manipulating matchups, kind of finding the person on the floor to where he wants to get in the pick and roll with.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting, bro. I think it's going to take time. I do still think it's holes in their roster because I was staying like around our early episodes, around like episode 2 or 1. I do think they still have kind of a weak bench, and they're going to kind of have to fill that out if they do want to decide to go on a run this year, depending on, I guess, where they see themselves. But
Bronny James got it.
Of course, you know.
No, I'm super cap. But
hey, bro, spit. The boy hit the three other day. I know you seen it.
I did see the hit the three. That's it. You just need 1-3 game, and them boys gonna win the championship. No, I'm playing. My segue on what and why I wanted to keep the Lakers second was we talked about them, but Mark Williams, bro. Why did Charlotte trade Mark Williams? Why did they do that? Bro,
why would they keep him?
Why they traded Nick Richards? Why would they trade Mark?
Bro, I think we've kind of realized at this point, bro. Charlotte is not a serious franchise. I think you just gotta, bro. He wasn't doing anything. And you already know, bro. People are going to help out the Lakers, bro. We've seen it. Like, we've seen the Lakers flee so many times where it'd be like, damn, why you ain't getting more?
Try to give him CP3.
It's the Lakers tax, bro. And they traded both their bigs. To be honest, I don't even... Because who are their bigs now? They don't have
anybody. Somebody named... what's bro name?
Hold that's on. Literally both their bigs.
That's both they two best bigs. Grant Williams out for the year. ACL. Nick Richards, they traded to the Suns. And then
by the way, is balling with the Suns.
Yeah, he, bro. I don't understand why they do that.
We've been high on Nick Richards too.
Yeah, I remember. We discussed the whole. Let me pull up their roster real quick. I don't want to hold us up too long. Let me see. Moussa Diabate.
They're going to start Miles Bridges this center. How it's been looking?
Nah, it's going to be Moussa Diabate. I like him. He's an active player, but he's 6'9", but he's active and energetic. I think he's a great young forward.
That's not gonna get it done in the West.
Hell nah, bro. That ain't no Mark Williams. That's like I said, he's active on the glass. You know what I mean? I like him, man. He fights on the glass, and he has a lot of effort to him, but not. Man, I just don't understand him and they're.
You're trying to make sense of it. What are you doing?
It's LaMelo about to enter his prime. You got Miles Bridges, who I'd assumed they would try to re-sign. You just drafted Brandon Miller. Obviously, you lost him for the season. But, bro, you should be trying to retool and build up for next year, right? You're going to have LaMelo, Brandon, hopefully Miles, a healthy Mark, right? Young guys like Nick Smith off the bench. You get Grant Williams back. You got the other twin who they just traded.
Yeah.
Terrible run franchise, bro.
I agree, bro. Hey, bro, that's why in Capital, bro. They're gonna do what they do, but yeah, I'm glad that Mark gets an opportunity to show his skill on the big stage, because obviously he's been hampered by injuries. But I do think being in that market, people are gonna be very surprised on how good a player that Mark Williams is.
Yeah, for sure. People gonna learn.
People are definitely gonna learn. But
where you want to go? You want to go to Texas?
Of course, I was going to Texas. I already had it loaded up in the clip. We got another trade. Which is a trade that we've been hearing about. We've been hearing rumblings, you know what I'm saying? But we didn't know it was going into fruition for real. But Foxy, De'Aaron Fox, the one and only, is going to go to Texas, San Antonio, to play with the alien Wembanyama. Mm-hmm. In a deal that includes the Spurs receiving De'Aaron Fox and Jordan McLaughlin, the Kings receiving Zach LaVine, City Sissoko, a 2025 pick, a 2027 first round pick, a 2031 first round pick, a 2025 second round pick, a 2028 second round pick, a 2028 second round pick. So basically, 6 picks, Zach LaVine go to Kings, and then the Bulls get Zach Collins, Kevin Herter, and Trae Jones.
Big trade, multiple teams. But
Big trade. So
first thing I want to say is what a phenomenal trade by the Spurs. They gave up practically nothing. Practically nothing, bro. Because I remember when we talked about it, right? I think we talked about it episode 6, or was it in chat? Yeah. I don't remember, but we definitely talked about it
briefly.
We thought they was going to have to give up one or maybe two of Castle, Vassell, Keldon Johnson, maybe Julian Champagne, right? We thought they'd have to give up one of their young guys. No.
All right. They were smart to get a third team in there, too. They were smart.
Yeah, that's what I hope. I'm sure if it was a you know, just King Spurs, they would have to give up a bit more because Fox is young, and obviously that's De'Aaron Fox. Right. But, bro, they phenomenal work. Phenomenal.
Nah, bro, it's that adds another dimension to a Pop team that I feel like hasn't been there in a while. You know, Pop's teams are usually kind of more offensive-oriented, but now he has a point guard. Tony Parker was a little bit like that, but it was more in the half court to where they have a point guard who could really push the pace, get in the paint, create opportunities for others, you know what I'm saying? Hit the mid-range. I was watching some of it. I didn't watch all of it, but I was watching the second half of the game where he was hitting middies like crazy, like down the stretch. Like,
bro, it's two plays. It's two plays I want to bring up from that game and summarize the entire situation. De'Aaron Fox got the ball, right? Transition, sprinted down the court. Defense is obviously scared because this man is fast as hell. And you know what this man did? He stopped at the three-point line, pull-up splash. You can't guard that, right? Because you have to respect it. It's like football. It's like guarding Tyreek Hill. You can't press him at the line. You can't, especially with no safety help. One-on-one, you can't press Tyreek at the line. You got to be 5-7 yards off, and you have to respect his speed because he is faster than you. De'Aaron Fox is faster than you. And if you 100%. Come up and try to press him, either you're going to get that clear path, right? You're going to foul him. Something's going to happen, or this man just going to get around you and get a wide open lay. So you got to back up and prepare. But no, he just stopped at the three because they backed him too far. Hand down, man down, pull up, splash. That was play number one. Play number two, he had the ball in the half court from the three-point line, picked it up on the wing, and drove left side to the baseline and tried a layup, right? He missed the layup, and Wemby got it, put it back. But I don't want to look at there is that any center in the league would have got that rebound and put it back because De'Aaron Fox took three people with him, right? He got past first guy, second guy looked shaky, and you got to help because it's a blow-by if you don't help. And it left the rebound wide open, right? So that goes on the box scores and missed shot, but you know when you're watching the game, it's creating opportunities. Just how good you are and how much help you garner, how much attention you garner when you play basketball. And bro, they had I'm gonna start right there. But just
talk to me. What they had?
I was talking about the assists, man. De'Aaron Fox had 13 assists. Chris Paul had 9 assists. Things. And I only care about his points, bro. He put up 24, right? What I care about is the fact that he still had 13 assists. Right.
Bro, because he attracts so much attention now, and Spurs have athletes. You have athletes. You have Vassell. You have people who can run the lanes. You have people who can penetrate, get to the hoop. Yep. And you got a freak who can shoot 30-foot threes and is a lob threat. Mm-hmm. So it's like, bro,
what do you
I'm
do?
Mad that Loki got Wemby help because it's going to be hard for the Rockets to get out of their list. But
hey, bro, the plan should be, it's going to be a fun plan. We'll talk about that next pod, though.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
But what you think, bro?
I was going to ask from the Kings standpoint, getting Levine real quick. Bulls, I'm not even going to lie. I honestly don't like talking about the Bulls at all because I'd just be so confused. Because they got good pieces. They could do something with it depending on their route. Because Zach Collins is a decent player. Kevin Herter, even though he's been in a slump shooting. You said what?
Matas, how do you say bro name? The rookie?
Oh, no, he's cold. He's cold. Yeah, him and Io and Kobe, you got to build around them, but they got good pieces. They'll probably flip those, but just from the Kings standpoint, how do you feel? Because now Kings have Zach. They actually have Valanciunas now, too. So you got a team with, you don't like it?
Hell nah. So I got, from a trade standpoint or from the team standpoint?
Well, first, okay, so let me ask you this question and then go from a team standpoint. Who's a better player to you, Zach LaVine or De'Aaron Fox?
De'Aaron Fox.
You said that kind of quick. I don't like how quick you said that.
I said it as quick as Fox, bro, without a shadow of a doubt.
I think you're sleeping on LaVine a little bit. 25 a game, 50-40 guy?
I ain't sleeping. I'm wide awake.
I think... Okay, so break that down for me. Break that down for me, and then get into why you think the team is not as good now.
LaVine, I think LaVine is a great, great basketball player and can make a winning team. He could help a team win a championship for sure, but LaVine does not elevate. You know, LaVine is going to be LaVine. LaVine is going to get LaVine's buckets. You know what I mean? And that's all right. Not everybody's an elevator. You know, some people are stairs, right? You walk them up by yourself. And I don't know if that made sense, but it was off the dome.
We're going to go with it, man. Don't question the analogy. You're supposed to go with it. Run with it.
You're right. So not everybody at Elevator, right? Levine is not. You know, he Levine going to get his, bro. Levine going to get his. Don't show me no stats. Don't show me no box score. Watch the game with your eyes.
I'm not. Levine, that's why I think this is for
everyone listening. I'm saying, you know, like,
okay, yeah.
Watch the game with your eyes. And when you watch, you'll understand what I'm trying to say. Like, Levine is going to get his and everybody else going to figure it out. Right. He's not a point guard. He's not a creator. He does his job, and his job is he's a shooting guard. Like I said, hey, he does his job, but Fox can do his job and his own.
So that just sounds like what you value then, because if we look at all the two guards, I mean, Devin Booker, he's been having to play more point guard role.
Well, you ask me who's a better player,
huh?
You ask me who's a better player, who's a better basketball player.
Well, no, because the reason I brought it up is because you mentioned just as far as like the passing. I feel like a two guard, I mean, what two guards are really high facilitators other than maybe like a Devin Booker, maybe what other two guard? Yeah, it's not really, because all the two guards I know are score first. Ant score first. Donovan score first. Who am I missing?
Yeah, but does Zach score like Ant? Who better, Zach or Ant?
I lean Ant, obviously, for the defensive end, but okay. If you ask me who's a better shot maker...
Zach or Spider? Who better, Zach or Spider?
Spider.
Bro, you're answering my question for me, fam.
Okay, but no, I was just more so referring to the pad, but I get you. I get your point. I get you. Yeah. You're right. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Hey, bro, Zach LaVine's a great player, but don't get me wrong. And he's going to get a lot of buckets in Sacramento.
But like you say, he's not something that to where you feel like he's...
not a needle pusher.
Yeah, okay. I get what you're saying. Like,
if Zach was on the Spurs instead of Fox, I'm confused.
I just ain't like how fast you said Fox. That's what it was. I'm like, hold up. Now.
I mean, maybe it's a little, because I'm a Fox fan, right?
I am too. Right.
So, right. You know, I miss the light, the beam days, and I'm sad it's over with. But
yeah, I'm sad, man. The beam
was short lived.
It might still light it, but it ain't gonna be as bright.
It ain't gonna cook. But as a team, I think that's what you kind of was talking about. As a team, I don't know, dog. Like, Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan on the court together again is a very interesting...
Reunited, and it feels so good.
I don't know, bro. It's just, they're in purgatory.
Well, they got stupid picks. They got six picks.
I would hope so. Free King Sab, bro, because right now they're in purgatory.
I don't think, honestly, I think this is the best. I think King got a pretty good deal for what Fox, because think about it. Would you have rather have that package or a package with Vassell, Castle, and maybe like three first round picks? I think I would have took the package they got now than that, in my personal opinion.
I mean, that just depends on what you value. You value what's coming or you value a known product, right? You know, so that just depends on you. Like, I know Pat Riley, he want that known product. Right, but then you got guys like Sam Presti. He wants that unknown, right? He wants that asset, right? That can be convinced to someone else that it's something else. Right.
You know, but I think they got both, because think about it, they got dumb picks, and you got a solid player that can help you win a little bit now. Oh, that's a lot. I don't think they was gonna get six picks if they would have traded straight up. My personal opinion.
They got three first and three second.
So. But I get what you're saying, though. It's nothing that I agree with you. It's nothing that's, I'm not looking at the Kings as like world beaters at all. But I think for what you could have got for De'Aaron Fox, I think they got a pretty good deal for him.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I can't hate on that. They got an all-star and six picks.
But I agree with you. It don't make their team no better, though.
No, it don't. And I don't know what they're doing with their future. Right. But
man, they hooping out there, man, in Sac, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave him alone, though. Talk to me about Milwaukee, bro. I think that's an interesting team.
Ooh, I was next. It's like you're reading my mind. So
yeah, we might know something.
Chris Mid, my boy, the one, the legend. He's going to another team with YNs on it,
yep.
Known as the Washington Wizards, and they're selling Kuzma to Milwaukee with AJ Johnson going to the Wizards as well. And we have Patrick Baldwin Jr. in a second going to Milwaukee as well. So,
And Jerry
Agent Johnson is actually a good player. I'm actually excited to see him with more free reign, kind of on a team that with no expectations. Cause he was like a player that was Jalen Green's cousin, actually. People don't know, but he was a very touted player coming out, coming into the NBA. So I'm excited to see, I guess, how he can be with the ball in his hands more. But do you feel like, I'm gonna keep it short and sweet with this one, do you feel like Kuzma is a better fit right now for Milwaukee than Mid?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I'm gonna try to keep it short and sweet too, because I look back at Kuz on the Lakers, and I don't want to say he was used as a spot up shooter, but he definitely wasn't really allowed to be the type of ball handler he's become in Washington, right? He always, you know, he did it in flashes and spurts when he was in LA, right. But it wasn't his show. He got to Washington and it became that boy's show, right? Like, this man, bro, like, oh my goodness, he, I don't want to talk too bad about him, but he was like, he had the ball in his hands. He had free reign. He had the bag to go with the game. And
yeah, nah, he was out there just hooping, bro.
He was just putting up shots, bro. In DC, he's probably eating out there at that Swahili Village place, and just putting up. Swahili, bro, you gotta go Swahili Village.
Get you about it. But do you feel like it made their team better or no? Yeah, Kuzma's not really having a good year this year, but
yeah, I think so, because I said the Lakers part to say Kuzma as a star guy, as the main guy, no sir, don't want to have it. Kuzma as a role player, I think in spurts he can really give you buckets, and I know he plays a certain way, but he is, you know, he has size, right? So you get size, you get wing, you get athletic wing playing a guy that can create his own shot on any given night, right? What you would hope for is consistency, and I think in spurts you'll get a little bit of that. That's not even my favorite trade that they made though.
What's your favorite trade?
You ain't seen they got Chris Porter?
They did.
That's my favorite trade that they made.
That's a good pickup.
I think that's a great pickup. They get a wing play. They get another guy that can create their own buckets. And they get a little bit of defense. He's not no stout defender, but he's not no slouch either. So both those guys together, Kuz and KPJ, actually two interesting guys to add to a locker room at once. But I think two good basketball players.
Right. No, I agree. I think it's a neutral. If you get a younger player who can be better with gravity from players like Dame and Giannis.
Yeah.
So I think it'll help. I think it'll help more than hurt. I think Kuz's going to have to lock back in. Obviously, he's playing winning basketball again, so it'll help. But I think that, like I said, I think it's a good trade. I think it's a trade that you're thinking about, okay, you want to kind of just extend this runway or this window, championship window with Dame and Giannis as much as you can. So get a younger player who kind of does the similar things that that Middleton can do, just without the injury history, you know?
Yeah, basically, because Chris Middleton is obviously a decent player when he's healthy. He got one of the most bewildering bags known to man. Like
he said, like, bewildering. That's
you think this man was prime Michael Jordan with how deep his bag get? But you get a healthy young player, you know, perhaps one that'll stay for a couple of years, right? Chris Middleton's at the end of his rope. But at the end of the day, it's the Giannis name show. These guys will just help it a little bit. So I think that's all right. What the Heat fans would like to talk about though.
Ooh, of course. You know I was gonna cap it off on a good note. Heat, you guys are free.
Free at last.
Free at last, man.
You're free at last.
As we see that Jimmy Butler is officially gone from
to Golden State.
Going to the Bay, man. All-star in the Bay is going to be a good move for a lot of people. Jimmy Butler's going to go to the Golden State Warriors in a deal that includes Andrew Wiggins, Dennis Schroeder, and Kyle Anderson, who ended up kind of dispersing their ways. But eventually, as we kind of heard reports, Golden State were relatively aggressive this trade deadline, trying to get a star by Steph very badly. And it ended up being a player that I have mixed reviews. I have to see it, but they got a player that, when motivated, the top 10 player in the NBA. Question is, and now what I have for you, do you think that I think Golden State still suck, I'm be honest. So what do you terrible. I think that Golden State still suck, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like, I don't think this move really anything for Golden State, but I just kind of want your opinion from the Heat side of things, because obviously it was getting a little scary at first because they ended up flipping Dennis and flipping Kyle, but then they ended up shaking back and ended up getting Davion Mitchell from the Raptors.
Yes.
That was good.
Yes.
And then they also, what did they also get?
That's it.
That was it?
Yeah,
that's it. One, it was one more. Oh, and they ended up keeping Kyle Anderson. Yeah, yeah, because they didn't want to get him off the books because he had like one more year. So
the Raps said no to him. That's what that was. Raps said no.
Oh, so he was gonna go to the Raps. I thought it was because they couldn't make the money work. Okay, that makes sense.
No, he's gonna go to the Raps, but the Raps said no because remember the Raps just got Wiseman and Brandon Ingram.
You're right. Okay, yeah. So they had to clear space from them. So yeah. So I think, so I just want your perspective, because I just basically said I think Golden State, it's a move if you want to keep Steph happy, but I don't think that changes their team. But from the Heat perspective, how you feel about it?
I feel great about it, man. Look, I know the guys in the chat think I really hate Miami. I don't. It's all banter. And outside the chat, I'm a big Heat fan, right? But honestly, I've been screaming trade Jimmy Butler long before it became a thing. You know, for a couple of years now, I've been talking about trade Jimmy Butler because the Heat, in my opinion, been in purgatory. It didn't look like that, but from the eyes looking through, it did look like purgatory. For the first time in a long time, I think the Heat, for the first time since year one with Jimmy, or year two with Jimmy, I should say, I think the Heat finally have a roster that has potential, you know, that you can work with, that is not hampered down by any one player. You know what I mean? You can still build, you can still add pieces, you can still do things.
You can make some shit.
And Andrew Wiggins, I don't think he's going to give you those Jimmy Butler-like performances we saw in the playoffs. But
I don't even think you should expect that.
Hell no. But what you should expect is team basketball. You know, I think you're going to get team basketball. I think you finally have a guard who can play defense, right? You went from Tyler Hero and 5'5". You know, we had Kyle Lowry for a little bit. Like, you know, these guys are not showstopper. They're not guarding nobody, bro. They can't stay in front of Jalen Brunson. They can't stay in front of Donovan Mitchell and Garland. They can't. Davion Mitchell can. Honestly, Davion Mitchell.
Got some guards.
Basically, to make a long story short, I think this is a much better team. I think this is a team with a lot more potential. And you don't got to worry about no guy going on Twitter crying about being unemployed. You know, like, you got a good team, and you got a little bit of future. I like it. A+.
Yeah, and this, I just hate that the Jimmy saga had to end like this. Like, because he was a very great player for the Heat, and he's done things. He's done a lot for their franchise within these last couple of years, but I just don't like how he kind of went out. I don't really like the antics. I'm not a big antics guy. It's not a good way to go out, especially to people who supported you when Pat wasn't giving you the help you deserve, to kind of like show you behind like that. I'm not a big fan of it, but hey, that's the nature of the game.
Why are you missing team flights? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you missing practice? You know, like, what? Bro, at the end of the day, you put the trade in, the team's gonna work with you, right? We all heard.
Be a pro.
But be a pro's pro. You know what I mean?
Be a pro, vet. Bro. You're too old for that, you know?
You're a vet. You got young guys in the locker room. Be a pro.
That's all, man. We get you where you want to go. Just be a pro.
You know what I mean? You scratch my back, I scratch yours, right? So, whatever. He gets to be in Golden State. He has to play with a... He doesn't have to be the guy no more. I've always thought he was a Batman disguised as a Robin, or Robin disguised as a Batman, I should say. Now he gets to really be a Robin because he has, you know, Stephen Curry next to him. But we'll see what happens in the in the playoffs. They still suck though, bro. Goddamn.
Right. Yeah. Like I say, they lucky the All-Star game is and what's his name? In San Fran. That's probably another reason they made that, but
yeah.
A couple of more honorable mention trades that went down as well. Just to kind of just go over briefly for the move. We got the Cavs getting Hunter, which is a good move.
Great move.
You mentioned earlier about the Raps getting Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
And then another good move was the Hawks trading Bogdan to the Clippers, which is good for the Clippers for Terrence Mann and Highland.
Yeah, great.
Those
great
are kind of like all the subsidiary moves. They were kind of intriguing. You want to speak on any of those moves for me?
Yeah, I'll just be quick. ATL, I think they had a terrible trade deadline. they don't know what they're doing. They traded away a great young wing. They traded away Bogdanovich, who's a great shooter that plays defense. And he could handle the rock enough to not be trapped, right? Just, what are they doing? I feel bad. If you're a Trae Young fan, i.e. Rel, I would feel terrible. Cause
yeah, good thing they got Magic City out there.
Yeah. Them boys going to be out there.
I was going to say real quick, segue. You got to go to a Hawks game, bro.
We do.
I like the energy in there, bro. The rappers being there.
Say the word.
Oh, okay, I got you. I thought you were saying something other word, but yeah, nah, bro. Atlanta games be fun. It's like they like it's like the club, but you watching basketball.
Say it, bro. Say the word, and I'm out there, bro. I'm familiar with Atlanta.
You know I love Atlanta. It's like one of my favorite places.
It's right. Atlanta, but Cavs, right? DeAndre Hunter. I can't talk enough about this trade, so I'll just keep it short and sweet.
Go ahead, because we already talked about it.
I'm telling you, bro, this is a team before DeAndre Hunter that could go to the finals and could compete for a championship. DeAndre Hunter, it's like the scale was already like it was already about to break, and then you threw DeAndre Hunter on top of it, it smashed, right? Like great
he's coming off he's having a really good season this year.
A great season, man.
The best season of his career.
Look, he's a 20 points per game scorer. He might not score 20 anymore. You know, but the Cavs, just because they got other guys there. But man, I really expect a very efficient 15 points a game from him. And like, look, size, defense. You need a 3-and-D to win the championship. You need bigs. You need 3-and-D. You need a guard that can get you a bucket and play defense. They check all three boxes. Front court is good. Back court's amazing. Probably the best back court in the NBA. And that wing is covered, bro. Like, I don't know. It's all on them.
It's all on them, bro. Mitchell, I ain't gonna lie, bro. If Mitchell don't get this done, it's gonna look real rough.
It's gonna look terrible, boy.
They roster could compete. I'm gonna be real, bro. They roster could compete with anybody. I think they roster can compete with OKC.
Anybody, bro. I'm pretty firm on that. Mind you.
Anybody, bro.
Anybody. But yeah, we'll see. 41 team just got better. Crazy. B.I. just got freed. No more bad juju. Man.
You know, Masai like the wings. Body. You got Barrett. You got Quickly. Who they're big? They got Bruce still?
I think so, off the bench. And they got Poetelli. How do you say, bro, name?
Oh, yeah. Portal. Yaka Pro. He is their starting center. I forgot.
Yeah, my fault. I said Poetelli. But you know what I'm talking about.
Any expectations for the Raps?
Raps, no expectations. There was zero going in. It's very unfair to put some on them now. What I will say is that they're not too off. Let me just double check it before I talk, because we fact check on this pod.
But they got good building blocks.
They are currently 6 games off 10th seed, which is the final playing spot. So who's a spot that is now owned by the Bulls, who kind of got worse. So We'll see what they do. But again, no expectations. But it's funny, they went from a team who was expected to be sellers at the deadline. You know, it's the type of team people expect. Potel said it in their preseason presser that
I remember that was funny.
Everyone's going to get traded. But instead of trading away all assets, they ended up with Brandon Ingram somehow. RJ Barrett, Brandon Ingram, Scotty Barnes. That is 3 great young players to have on your team for a team that's supposed to be rebuilding. That consider them rebuilt. So we will see what they do next season. That's what I'd be looking if I was a Raptor fan. Let's see. Let's look forward to next year. Let's see what we do.
And next year, because the future is bright. But yeah man, like I said, a very live trade deadline. Probably still things might come into the flux. But that was a trade deadline episode that we got going for the whole of pod. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we're going to be interested for how the season goes. All-Stars in a couple weeks. So we're going to see how that played through. But yeah, man. Phillip, anything you want to say to the folks before we split like a banana?
Before we split, man, I do have one little question from Q&A. Right. I do want to answer that question. This was asked by Brittany. And her question, I know we just talked all about the trade deadline in basketball, but her question was a football one. So before I say this and say this question, I want to say the pod is a safe place. I don't care what your question is. I don't care if you've been watching sports for 20 years or you just started yesterday, right? If you got a question about something, we do not judge, right? We
We don't judge anyone right now. We don't judge. Any, we probably ask for ourselves.
Gotcha. We and look, we're learning ourselves, right? You might educate us with your question, but yeah, Brittany's question is: she wanted to know why do teams in the NFL have out of conference games, and what does that do or mean for them? You know, because she thought you just play your team from each conference until there's one person remaining, and you go to the Super Bowl. So to quickly answer that, right? There's 32 teams in the NFL. Half of them is in one conference, half is in the other. Right, you play the teams in your division. There's divisions and then there's conferences. Divisions have four, right? Conferences have 16, right? So you play the teams in your division twice, and then you play, I want to say, three out of conference games, and then the rest are other teams in your conference. That's just the regular season. And then when it comes to the playoffs, you only play the teams on your side in the playoffs until there's one left, and then eventually one from each side will meet in the Super Bowl. I kind of said that kind of fast, but please feel free to rewind, slow it down, and listen to it again.
That's the explanation. The division games, like I said, I feel like NBA should start making division games more mean a little bit more.
Like it means something.
Yeah, so I agree with that sentiment. I think division games kind of, like I said, build that camaraderie. I think that's where rivalries come from, you know?
Yes, yes, yes. So that's pretty much it, though, man. The last thing I'll say before we dip, hey, the Instagram finally got made. HOLA_podcast. If you want to bring us follow questions, go to the HOLA_podcast on Instagram. There you go. HOLA_PODCAST. HOLA_podcast. Please.
We might respond. We might.
You might. You never know. Right. Catch us now before we get big. Now I'm just playing. Hey, look, that wraps up an episode, I think. Great episode. Episode 7, trade deadline talk. We had a lot to say to you guys. A lot happened. And we can't wait for episode 8. We are out on every single platform that you can think of. Spotify, Apple, RSS.com, iHeartRadio.
Just type in Google. Start there.
HOLA Talk Show, actually. Type that in. But we there. Find us. Look for us. We want to talk to you. We want to hear from you. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Madonna, say bye to the people.
Ace. Catch y'all after the Super Bowl.
Go Eagles!